Good morning, good morning, good morning, and let's get techie with it. Charles Miller in the house with special guest.
Yes, Charles Mall is in Portland, Oregon this morning. Charles, shout out to you if you're listening. And I brought in Jimmy Williams, who is another one of our resident computer specialists here, and he does a lot of work for me. I send a lot of people his direction to take care of software issues that we don't take care of at my shop. Now, of course, I'm going to bring Jimmy in on here. We're just going to talk about some technology stuff. But, Jimmy, I just know that this is not normally a time that you wake up and smell the coffee.
No, this is about the time I go to bed.
You take it late into the evening.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. He's a night owl. What we call a night owl.
I'm dedicated.
Yes,
yeah, I understand how that goes.
This is the early morning part. You know, most of the nights I'm usually watching a movie in my eyelids. I go to bed at 9 p.m. every night. You know, I was telling we've got company and the guests were all there, and I said, guys, I'm sorry to be a party pooper, but I'm going to bed. And they said, it's 9 o'clock. I said, I know, that's when I go to bed. So I snuck in there to bed. The first couple nights I was doing the midnight thing, and I said, I can't do this. I can't go to work the next day, try to focus on people's electronics, and then be that tired. Yeah, just can't do it.
Can't take it anymore.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I think it's old age sneaking up on you.
It has nothing to do with old age. But, Jimmy, we've been experiencing a lot of computer issues these last couple days. I know with phones we're experiencing those too, but in your field of computers, it's just been kind of hit and miss with all this software changes. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff happening.
I've noticed Microsoft, they're doing a lot of updating for some reason or other. I haven't found out why. I think it's due to them getting ready to switch over to Windows 11 in the fall. And I think they're trying to get Windows 10 all squared away.
Get people up to the level, right. You know, all the drivers and everything up and current, so right. That when they go into the 11, it'll be all ready.
Right, and it's imperative for people to do their Windows and their Microsoft updates, because I get a lot of customers that's never done updates, and they bring their computers to me. They go, "Why don't they work anymore?" Well, you haven't done your updates.
Yeah, that'll come back to get you.
yeah, and I end up having to update them for them, and they'll come back the next day, and it's working for them.
You know, those updates sometimes they can take a little bit of time. Sometimes they can take a lot of bit of time.
Hours.
Yeah. Hours. You know, Jimmy does a lot of these repairs where people bring him dinosaurs, you know, that they kind of leash him into the shop, you know, over his place. And he's got to try to formulate a plan to clean these things up. And a lot of times when you're dealing with really old machines, you had a lady in the other day that had, how many emails did you say she had in there that she wanted to get moved over?
It was over 5,000.
Yeah. And when you look at that, I mean, you know, that's small for some people. I figure that to be huge, but to some people that could be a small amount of emails.
Well, she asked me to go through her emails. I said, ma'am, I don't go through your emails.
Yeah.
That's something that you have to do.
Yeah, that could take personal. Hours. And then you have to get paid for that time, too. That would be that'd be a little bit crazy. You know, my friend Martin had texted in a little bit to me this week, you know, giving me updates that Sprint, T-Mobile, Norton Core, 10 gigabyte infrastructure, all these things going on at once. I mean, there's just a lot happening. And then Windows 10 and that little widget they put on the bottom of Windows 10 that has your weather and all that kind of stuff.
Hate
he
it.
Showed how you could go in and disable that. Which was nice, because, you know, I had it on mine and I hated seeing it on there every day. If I want to know the weather, I can just look out the window. You know,
I got rid of it for you.
I don't need windows to tell me. You know?
Those kind of windows.
Yeah, those kind of windows. So, you know, there's just ways. I have apps on my phone if I really want to see what the weather looks like.
You can always just ask me.
But something that slows it down. You know, those things in the front end slow it down.
Yeah.
And for most of us that don't have the knowledge to run a super fast computer, slowing it down is good.
I've got a gentleman, as a matter of fact, I've got his computer at my house right now, from Coffeyville. He does a karaoke and DJ service here in the area, and he brought his computer to me. He goes, Why don't mine boot up like yours does? Well, for one, mine's got a solid state hard drive.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And yours has only got 8 gigs of memory. Mine's got 16. So there's a big difference.
There's a big difference. Huge difference. Yeah, when we get into talking about all the upcoming hardware issues that are going to happen with Windows 11 coming around, you know, if they do the transfer, you know, every time there's an upgrade to a different iOS or Windows upgrade, mm-hmm. it always takes a little bit of time for everything to catch up to it.
Right.
All the older devices are always the ones that seem to have the most problems. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when they do an iOS update for iPhones, it takes forever for the older ones to get back up there. People will come in with all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying you just got to give it time, make sure you're doing your updates.
Right.
Because things will fail if you don't update.
Right.
You know, a person who hasn't updated their iCloud account in a long time or backed up their data, it could take hours to back it up.
Right.
Even with just a little bit of stuff.
You have actually ran into that. I've been into your shop and you have asked people, have you backed up your phone? No.
They've never done it.
No. They didn't know they were supposed to. And
yep. And now they're in the need of a new phone.
Right, right. Yeah. And they don't understand it. If they don't back up their telephone to the cloud, if something happened to that phone,
yeah.
With all your stuff backed up to that cloud, they can go get another phone and take all their information that's on that cloud and put on a brand new phone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it'll move it right straight over.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
can't do that if they haven't backed up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we go through this quite a bit on this show, you know, to try to help people understand that you need to back up. This is critical times. You know, if you happen to drop that phone in a pool of water mm-hmm. or you drop it underneath your car, run over it to where it can't be repaired, and you have no backup of your photos mm-hmm. and all your contacts, you're out of luck.
That cloud is your saving grace.
It is your saving grace. So back your stuff up, and if you have a Android, they have the SD disks. You can back up all that information on an SD disk. Go get you one and mm-hmm. do it ASAP.
I also run into a lot of people that gets upgrades and updates confused, and I tell them the best way to remember this. Upgrades, you don't have to pay for.
Right.
Or, hold on. Let me back that up. Okay. Updates, you don't have to pay for. Right. Upgrades, you do.
Yes.
Okay. So just make sure that you're getting that.
Yes.
Make sure you're doing those updates.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Throughout the decades, so many Cardinals have made their mark with unique nicknames on this organization. And on Friday, July 30th, we celebrate a few of those players with a mystery alumni nickname jersey, courtesy of Maryvale University. That night, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, receive a mystery jersey featuring an alumni nickname. Fans won't know which player nickname they'll receive until they walk through the gates. For tickets or details, visit cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, time to fly.
I got a little change in my pocket. Hey, good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. And I'm Tom. We have Charles Miller in the house. We also have Jimmy Williams here with us. And our number is 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen, we're talking about upgrades, updates, and getting yourself all backed up properly.
Yes. And, you know, there's all other kinds of things that people don't do that they need to do, but one with computers, you know, make sure that you have copies of files.
Mm-hmm.
People don't do that either. They don't back up their files.
Yes.
You know, there's ghosting programs where you can actually get an old hard drive that has the amount of space that you usually have on your drive with it full. Just get one that size to where you can just, you know, or just a little bigger, and then move all your data over to that copy. It ghost that
right,
image.
Right.
They have ghosting software, I'm sure, don't they, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually use a program called EASUS, EASUS, and they're terrific.
Say that one more time for listeners.
EASUS.
Okay.
And they're terrific. You can go in there and you can clone your whole hard drive if you want to.
Yeah, and cloning it means just copying, an exact copy, a duplicate of what you have. And here's what I always used to do, and I recommend this to everybody, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when I had my computer store, and this was years ago in Colorado, I mean, it was way back in the 90s. But
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was back before anybody had any fun.
Yeah.
The store, I always told people to make we called it an image of their drive to another drive or clone that thing over. And the reason that you wanted to do that, especially, I would always tell them, do that right before you do a install of a software program.
Yes.
And that way, if that program, for some reason, fails and locks up your computer, and sometimes you couldn't recover them.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as a restore point.
Yeah, so then at that point, you could go right back to that moment before you installed and move everything back that was there, and so that you didn't lose anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was an important thing that we used to try to get people to understand. We got an emergency.
And once again, the flash flood warning is in effect. And as you heard our fellow from the National Weather Service say, if you're seeing some water on the road, turn around, don't drown. It's not worth it. Water and electronics.
Yes, those don't go good together. You know, one of the things that I can say about the weather forecasts and things like that, there's so much neat software out there now to kind of predict what's going to happen and where it's going to happen, but it gets more in depth. There's things like radar.
Radar scope is what I use.
Radar scope and some of these weather radar, some of these big programs that when you pull them up, they have a little more information than just your standard, what is it, the bug.
Yep.
What do they call that? It was a bug. Weather bug.
Weather bug.
Yeah,
weather
all
bug.
Those all those different things. And Weather Channel. Sometimes Weather Channel had just so many commercials. It was
weather
so
bug
slow
bug.
That I just decided I'm taking Weather Channel off. It's just too, bogs down.
Weather bug was actually a bug.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason you don't see it around anymore.
It was spying on you.
Exactly.
Big time.
Yes. It was actually bugging your house.
Being an ex-storm chaser, I used storm chase for Channel 2 for 20 years. Yeah. I'm retired now. We always use a radar scope.
Yes.
And that's the only live radar you can get for your cell phone. I pay $10 a year, which is well worth it.
Yeah, so because the other stuff's going to be 5 to 10 minutes.
Exactly,
late.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know that, and they try to rely on that, and they're like, okay, well, the storm's over Okeesa. No, the storm's in Bartlesville now. Your radar's showing it's in Okeesa. No, it's in Bartlesville right now.
No kidding.
Yes, and something I always tell people, too, if the weather's to the point where, you know, you've got a lot of lightning, and I'm talking really hard lightning, you can always tell. If it's coming down and you're seeing it hitting streets and you know it's coming clear to the ground.
You should be in the house.
You should
be,
well, of course. But I go around my house and unplug all my devices. I pull my complete, even though I have some of them on UPSs, I leave those ones on. I leave them plugged in so I can have internet and all that stuff.
Right.
But all my other stuff, I go around and unplug.
Right.
Like my TV, if it's just on a power strip,
oh, yeah,
I unplug it.
That's another thing I want to touch on. A lot of people rely on power strips and surge protectors to protect them from lightning strikes.
Yeah, doesn't.
Lightning, a surge protector will not protect you from a lightning strike. Nothing will.
Yeah. Right.
A minor surge, but not a lightning strike.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Exactly. I'm one of those guys that I see it all the time because I am the type of business that I have. People will come in all the time. Listen, we had a storm the other night, knocked out my washer and dryer, knocked out my refrigerator. Can we get those boards looked at? Well, yeah, you can bring them in. We can look at them. We can't take the whole washer and dryer into my shop. But you can bring the boards in, and I've fixed a lot of those. Sometimes it'll just pop like a field effect transistor or some kind of a diode at the beginning.
Capacitor.
A capacitor could get knocked out. But I always tell people, if you see a really hard storm, it's not a bad idea to just walk out there really quickly and unplug it. Just take it off the wall.
Do it quickly.
Oh, though. Charles, you're making it sound too easy.
It doesn't take long.
Does it?
And then after the storm, go plug it back in. But if you want to watch your TV through the storm, just make sure it's hooked up to a good UPS or something. That a UPS is an uninterrupted power supply. Yeah. It's going to let the thing shut down in a normal manner. If it gets a spike, it's going to protect that TV. Yeah. You pay a little bit for those, but they're well worth it if you have a, you know, $2,000 television.
But the best protection of all is insurance.
Yes, always make sure you have that, no doubt.
Because Mother Nature sometimes can just say, heck with you, I smite thee, bonk, and you're yes. gone, you know. So.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Definitely.
Well, I woke up this morning in a really good mood. You know, I thought, you know, I'm going to get out and go get me a donut. So I went to Sal's, you know, and
my buddy Sal,
he always takes good care of me. He loaded me up with some donuts. I brought some in here for the guys. And I thought, you know, this is just going to be a beautiful day. And then all of a sudden that rain hit. And I went, wow.
And then I called.
Okay. Yeah.
And then that just made it worse.
And then Jimmy calls and he says, hey, listen, we're getting into some flooding here. Just to let you know, I saw Noah go by on his ark.
I see an old man with a beard in a wooden boat with a bunch of animals drive by, and I think we're in trouble.
Yeah. That's floating zoo you got there.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jimmy, so in the computer world, what's the biggest thing you're encountering right now?
Just basically the updates. I run into a lot of that.
And it's always something freezing up on the update, or is it just that people aren't getting the updates?
Well, the thing is, if you Google Windows life cycle, you can actually see when your version of Windows is going to actually expire.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know that their Windows doesn't expire.
Sure.
You know, I get people bring me 15, 20-year-old computer going, why don't it work anymore?
Well, I don't know. XP, you tell me.
You still got a zip drive in the front of your computer. Okay.
That's an old computer.
Yeah, that one finally gave up the ghost.
And I get people wanting me to put DVD burners in their computers. I said, you're wasting your time because they're getting away from DVD burners. Everything going to a zip drive.
Well, you know, there's very few people that are specialized in old components for computers. I mean, we're talking ancient computers.
Yep.
I mean, there's guys that are geeks that may stock up a bunch of stuff in a back room somewhere. But, yeah, like you, Jimmy. But I do have a friend.
Like the phone cord the other day.
Yeah, phone cord the other day. We had a lady call in and wanted an RG45.
No, it wasn't a phone cord. It was a data cable.
It was a data cable with RG45. It's an old data cable. So Jimmy made us up one, and we got this lady taken care of. But I got to tell you, going back to a friend of mine had a store in Colorado, and he had the coolest computer store, but he dealt with only Macintosh. That's it. He was a Mac guy, but he had the original, very first Macintosh computer that ever came out, the iMac. Remember those tiny ball?
Yeah.
And I mean, he had these things and had hundreds of them stocked up in a warehouse. Well, here's the funny thing. I went to get in touch with him not long ago because I wanted to ask him a question. And Lee Savage, greatest guy you'd ever meet. So I called him up, and I was going to see what Lee was doing these days. And his computer place, it was called Computers and Music. And he did a lot of music equipment. So, you know, Macintosh and music went together. You know, people that did
that
studios, they used the best. Well, anyways, I went to his place or his website, and it was gone. So I was like, well, he was always around. That guy had been around for 30-some years. And then I found out, you know, he had taken all those computers that he had. People were buying them on the internet and paying $5,000 or $6,000 a piece for these things.
Exactly.
He sold all of his stock out except for a couple and retired.
He made bank.
He did. Because he had some old, really cool Apple stuff. He had original Apple signs that came back when Apple first came out. And so he got one of the signs off of the Apple complex, one of their buildings, that was the original Apple sign. And it was probably, I would say, 13 feet long by 8 feet deep or wide and, you know, a couple feet deep. And it was one of these big, huge lighted signs for Apple. And he sold that, I think they said, for $25,000 or $30,000 for that.
Nice.
So, you know, he kind of retired himself early. He had a lot of stuff stored up. And I was like, man, why wasn't I thinking like that? You know? There's all these geeks out there that want that stuff because they use them for just desk ornaments and stuff, you know. And yeah, I just failed. I just didn't do a good job.
Your day will come, Charles.
Yes.
Right now, it's time for a commercial break. That time has come. And we'll be right back after this one-minute timeout right here on Tech Talk.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Mr. Clean Car Wash is open.
We are open for business, and we have a manager special, which is $20, which includes our platinum package with an extra coat of carnauba wax, a 48-hour rain guarantee, the microfiber towel. It comes with the free towel. Just come back. If you're not happy with your wash, come back within 48 hours, enter the code on the 5-digit code on the bottom, and you'll get a free bronze wash.
With your safety in mind.
Wiping down the auto sentries after about every two or three people come by, wiping off all the vacuum handles with good bleach and water.
Mr. Clean.
Open up the champagne pocket. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
All right, we got a texter that didn't want to come on the air, but it's a text question here for our please, gentlemen, thinking about getting a desktop, what would you suggest as far as a brand? How many RAMs, HP, Dell? What do you think? You got a Dell? Thank you, she says.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
My personal choice would be an HP. I work on a lot of Dells, so that tells me something.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you got a Dell, you got a bill.
Exactly.
What would you recommend for the minimum of RAM and speed and
For the minimum RAM, I would go 8. I wouldn't go any less. You go any less, you're going to be...
Now, that's 8 gigs, right?
Yeah, okay. eight gigs.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there filing your nails, waiting for it to boot up and everything else.
And then what else? Hard drive size?
Hard drive. It all depends on what all you do with it. You know, if you do a lot of pictures, I'd get a bigger hard drive.
What's considered a big hard drive?
Anywhere from 2 terabytes up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terabytes. I forget about terabytes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of space.
Yeah. That's not an insect.
Now, a lot of people have been buying these laptops, using them as, you know, the big home unit.
Right. I do it.
Yeah. I've done it. I'm guilty. But if you want something that's going to be, you know, kind of sturdy and last a little bit longer with a lot of projects,
HP.
Would that be here?
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying HP with it.
HP.
And you really want to look for Intel, right?
Yeah.
Stay with Intel chipsets.
Well, with an AMD, the only difference with an AMD and an Intel, you can actually overclock a AMD processor.
But that's usually for gamers and stuff. People that just do home computing, they don't worry about clocking up a system.
I get a lot of calls about gaming computers, too, so...
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That kind of covers that too.
Yeah, you got a lot of that. That's very big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all. That's a college sport now.
What's
that? Yeah, it sure is.
Esports, they're college sports now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
esports,
they are.
Huh?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Trey's
where's this world coming to?
Yeah. Trey's wanting to try out for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's smart enough, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He could do well with that.
Yeah, that is big time stuff.
So, but in the computer realm of it, you know, for this lady's sake that had asked the question, you know, always go and ask a lot of questions, too, and look at reviews. When you're looking at different types of computers, you got guys like Jimmy. You can always find Jimmy Williams. And, Jimmy, what's your phone number for your business?
It's 918-397-1108.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with him, he's the kind of guy that can help you in directing you to the right type of computer for your needs. You know, there's a lot of specials. A lot of times Best Buy or some of these places have specials going on.
Right.
Watch those. You know, Walmart sometimes is going to be your best bet. The only problem with Walmart is a lot of times they're seconds. So you got to watch for
also,
that.
Also with Walmart, you got to watch because Walmart actually has their own computers made for them. If you look at the serial numbers, or I'm sorry, model numbers on the back of your computers, if you bought your computer at Walmart, the last two numbers on your model number will say WM on it for Walmart.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. I've seen
that. Did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've seen that, and their TVs do the same.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they get seconds on their TVs that are brought out of the factories, the seconds, and they go to Walmarts. And so the last serial numbers will be with a WM.
Yep.
Seen that. Yes, and so just be careful about what you're buying, but do some reviews. HP seems to be the going thing for home computing.
I would refrain from buying anything off of eBay as far as computer-wise. Because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I tell people that with phones. I had a lady buy a phone the other day off of eBay, and she said, well, it was such a good deal, I had to get it, but it's not a good deal now because you're having to have it fixed. Mm-hmm. So what you would have paid for a real phone, you're going to have to pay in repairs. Mm-hmm. But she bought a phone that it was an iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, which have already defects in the phone design. Right. They should have been recalled. But immediately, she had it 2 days, and the audio chip went out on it. But the guy was said in the notes underneath the comments underneath that phone in the description that there was a slight problem with one of the microphones in there. That's the first cue that your audio is going out.
Right.
So she bought this phone, and then that couldn't be repaired. You know, not at our level. It has to be sent to a company that can go into the board. It's a three-layer board and fix that audio,
right,
that audio problem. And so she had to send it off. So it's going to cost her another, you know, a couple $100 to get that back.
Yeah. I also have people come to me that they go to like a pawn shop and buy a computer. And, well, it's got Windows 7 on it. Will it still work? Well, yes and no. It all depends on how old the computer is, too.
Sure.
The way I'm looking at it right now, since everything's getting ready to go over to Windows 11, I would actually refrain from buying anything Windows 7.
Yes, yes. Don't buy anything Windows 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
My thoughts exactly.
All right, we're about ready to wrap up. It's been a quick one here today, guys. You know, flooding, raining, lightning, and, of course, some great advice.
Well, I want to thank Jimmy for coming in today taking Charles's place for being out of town. And he's done a great job stepping in for his first time coming up on the radio with us. I thank you.
And, Charles, where can we find you, my friend?
You know you can find me right here downstairs of KWON, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips, NBR Electronics.
All righty. Thank you very, very much.
You can usually find me at the same place.
Yes, indeed. Take Care News is next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3.